Hi, this is Tiffany the Last, and I'm on the phone with
Monica De Silva.
You know, you gotta know what I've been thinking. It's through, there's nothing to believe. Yeah, I was so stupid for a while there, but now it's over, I believe. You'll never go down in history as someone who was there for me. So don't flatter yourself all of the time. I really should just learn from pain. You'll just do it all again. So don't worry about me, I'll be fine.
Hi, Monica. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. Where are you right now?
I'm actually in Michigan visiting my dad.
Oh, great. You're a world traveler, it sounds like.
Yeah. I just got back from Brazil. Mm-hmm. I was there for a little over a month, seeing my family, and my mom's from Brazil. I grew up back and forth in Brazil and here in Michigan. Now I'm back and working on music.
What's your newest song that you've wrote?
Well, yesterday I wrote one called Bright Side. And I've been writing a lot lately, just new stuff, because I just got done with my CD we put out, but that stuff seems old to me almost now, so I've just been working on a lot of new stuff.
Mm-hmm. And how's the CD Miles From Nowhere going?
Oh, it's going really good. We just got on iTunes. Found out today, and then we're on CD Baby.
Cool.
So now we're just going to work on promoting it and trying to get it out there.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to be touring?
Yeah. Actually, we're working on like a schedule right now for doing like college shows and bars too. But mainly, I want to focus on college shows, I think.
What do you like most about being on stage?
I think making a connection with the audience and getting my songs across and everything. It's something I feel passionately about, and yeah, just expressing myself, I guess.
Your bandmate, Brett Ratner, describes your music as hook-heavy indie rock. What's hook-heavy?
I guess it's just, he means it's memorable.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of catchy, and I guess just the way I write, if you go to a show and you hear a bunch of songs, and sometimes you don't walk away remembering anything.
Yeah.
I think that mainly when people come to see my shows, people the next day will tell me, oh, I still have that song in my head. Or, you know, have at least remember like part of the song or something, you know?
What instruments do you play on stage?
Right now I've been mainly concentrating on singing, but I play keyboards, guitar, flute. Yeah, but mainly in the band I've been just doing singing so far. Mm-hmm. But in the studio I've been doing other stuff, like some of the programming. And I want to get into doing more of that on stage. But I've had like a band with me, so I've mainly been concentrating on singing.
Yeah. I read that you speak three languages, Spanish, Portuguese, and English, and mm-hmm. obviously you travel all around. I was just wondering, when you dream, what language do you dream in?
It depends. Right now, I've been just dreaming in English because I've been more in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But the more that I'm, when I'm in Brazil and I'm just around Portuguese more, then I start, it goes over to Portuguese and so I guess that sometimes I do Portuguese, but mainly it's been English
mm-hmm.
lately. But for a while there, when I was mainly more in Brazil, it was everything was in Portuguese. So it goes back and forth. It's weird.
Yeah.
I also read about your project called The Socialite Fiasco. What's that all about?
Yeah. Well, originally I was going by the name Socialite Fiasco. Brett and I were going by that. And then we decided kind of, I don't know, well, Brett thought it was a good idea, and so it was his idea. It wasn't like me saying, oh, now I'm Monica Da Silva or anything like that. Brett, you're out. No. But it was mainly his idea, and some of the people that we were working with also thought it should go more by my name, because I was coming up with most of the song ideas, you know, and I don't know, they just thought it would be cool to have me be more represented as an artist rather than a band.
Mm-hmm.
And that my music's more, you know, it's more, I guess it's always been more about like an artist kind of thing rather than a band situation.
So when do you think you'll go on tour? Are you going to be coming to California?
Yeah, I definitely want to go to California. I want to go, you know, all over. I love traveling around, and I'm totally in like travel mode right now, where I want to promote the album, and I'm not opposed to getting in a van and just driving around for a while, and I like doing that. I don't mind living out of a suitcase or anything. I like, you know, going to new places and meeting new people and having the music be heard, and hopefully, you know, have it catch on. So that'd be really cool.
Yeah, well, I love it. It's really cool.
Thank you.
Do you have any last words for your fans or anybody?
I hope that everyone likes the CD and that get a copy, because we're on iTunes right now, and I'm excited about that. And I just hope to see people at shows, and I hope it does well.
Great. Well, thank you for your time. And we're
thank you.
We're Pirate Pods, and we like to end our interviews with a pirate impression or an R. Could you do that for us?
R, mateys. I don't know any pirate impression.
Well, thank you, Monica.
Thank you. No, I don't want to go to work. Don't want to go to school.